Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. For this May 15th, 2023, 9:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And Beth Haphacker.
Good morning.
We are having a great start to your day. Thanks for kicking it off with us, everybody. Got a That Ain't Right story or two coming up for you a little bit later. We'll get into some entertainment news, good stories of the day, all that coming up. But it's 9 o'clock on a Monday. You know what that means. Kitchen's open.
Welcome to the Kitchen's Open here on WFHR. We enjoy bringing you this word salad of kitchen insight each week. Hey, Beth, if I said Sun Devil, Legacy, and Ithaca, would you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, that's okay. I didn't know what they were either until I began digging into the topic for this week, lettuce.
Really? Well, we'd better thank our sponsor so we can get into that topic in just a little bit. So I don't know. I didn't know lettuce had a name called Sun Devil.
I didn't either. That threw me for a second.
I wonder if I should really be eating that. The Kitchen is Open is sponsored by Chatterbox Catering, a full-service catering company equipped for all your catering needs. And James just finally caught up.
That got me. Maybe it's a lack of sleep, but that got me.
Well, the weather's warm, the sun is shining, and now is time to think about booking a caterer for your summer parties. Kathy's homemade sauces and foods are delicious, and they're even better enjoyed outdoors. Make your party planning easy by calling Kathy.
That's right. Kathy will help you plan the perfect menu for any party. Just call 715-712-3393. We'll tell you that number again at the end of the segment. So Mel, what kind of lettuce is called Sun Devil?
I'm glad you asked, Beth. It's actually a variety of iceberg lettuce.
Oh!
I never knew there were varieties of iceberg. But Sun Devil is a hardy variety that thrives in hot desert climates.
There's variety of iceberg lettuce. I always thought that was just like filler food with no nutritional value whatsoever.
You know, James, that's what I always thought too. And here we witness the power of the internet. Honestly, because iceberg lettuce has been badmouthed online, I grew up thinking there was no good health reason to eat it. I'm delighted that I'm wrong, because I actually really like icebergs.
It is really delicious in salads, and nothing tops a burger like a crisp, crunchy iceberg lettuce piece. But what about the varieties?
Sorry, I got so completely derailed on my topic when I made that discovery. So here I was all set to talk about the virtues of green lettuces and how important they are in a diet versus just eating iceberg. But just after a few minutes of research, I realized I've been wrong all these years. So here's a prime example of why it's important to do your own research and not believe everything you hear.
So I've been saying that for years, that you need to do that.
It's all well and good, James. Don't worry. It'll happen to you one of these days.
Oh, it happens. Don't worry. It happens.
Come on, you two. Can we focus here?
Yes, right. Lettuce. So iceberg actually belongs to one of the four main types of lettuce called crisp head. The other three are romaine, butterhead, and loose leaf. So crisp head is much what it sounds like, lettuce that grows in a tight head that loosely resembles cabbage.
Oh, okay. Most of us are familiar with romaine as well. It forms a tall and loose oblong head, if you can even call them heads. They're almost more like stalks.
How about butterhead? Butterhead is pretty self-explanatory. It grows in loose, soft, ruffled heads. It's also the nickname I called my cousin growing up. That is actually a funny story. He fell asleep at the table. There's a stick of butter, and he gets like stuck right to it. All right, I'll stop.
I think we can all imagine the end of that story. The last variety or type is loose leaf or leaf lettuce. It grows in a loose rosette of tender leaves off the stem. Within each of these types, there are multiple varieties. You know, I guess it makes sense when I say it out loud, but I never really thought about it much before now.
That's true about many things in life. If it's not something we're familiar with or have a special interest in, it's easy to miss the complexity that makes something special.
So true. I don't know how much either of you know or understand the complexity of the relationship between Nelson and Bart in The Simpsons, or in the important part that Lisa played in the development of that relationship.
James, actually, really? The Simpsons? How can you turn a conversation about lettuce into relationships between Simpson characters? Oh,
do not underestimate me. Well, remember the four-hour one-man show I'm working on, which I have no problem talking about.
I'll buy the first ticket when you book it somewhere. But for now, let us get back to lettuce.
See what I did there? I slayed myself.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I like that one.
You two are great. Maybe they'll let us have a raisin salary.
That was good.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe. Seriously, people, let us focus.
For Pete's sake.
Okay, no, for real. Let's talk about the benefits of lettuce. Well, there are kind of a ridiculous amount of varieties you can choose to plant in your garden, and I'm grateful to all gardeners out there who grow lettuce because it's a finicky and labor-intensive plant. There are only so many kinds you can get at the store.
That's true. Romaine is one of the most popular types of lettuce. It's probably the most nutrition-dense of all the lettuces we've mentioned, and it's easy to find in your grocery store.
It's low in calories, carbs, and sodium. While it's low in fiber, it does have some, about 1 gram per cup.
It has vitamins C, K, and A, as well as calcium, folate, phosphorus, magnesium, and potassium.
Now, we all know that romaine makes the best Caesar salads, but did you know that it's also great grilled?
What?
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you guys didn't know this one. So this is easy. After washing, you just slice the romaine lettuce vertically so you have two halves. Brush both sides with olive oil and sprinkle them with salt. Then grill for 3 minutes with the cut side down. You'll want to press them with your tongs to get a good sear. Flip them and grill for 2 more minutes, a little similar to salmon, if you've grilled salmon. Take them off and sprinkle with a bit more salt, fresh ground pepper, and squeeze some fresh lemon juice over them real nicely. Now, the best part, shave lots of fresh Parmesan cheese for them and blue cheese and bacon and serve them with grilled ribeye and bon appetit. Salud.
Wow. Wow, James, I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
Sounds like you really know what you're talking about. Have you made these?
No, but I might. This actually sounds really, really surprisingly good to me. Whoever wrote this did a great job.
Well, invite us over if you do decide to make these. They sound delicious. Now, let's move on to butter lettuce, also known as bib lettuce. Like its name suggests, it has a buttery texture instead of a watery one like other lettuce varieties. It doesn't taste like butter, but it has a mild sweetness and a mellow floral note.
Now, like most lettuces, it's low in calories and high in essential nutrients. Like romaine, it contains vitamin K, which helps with blood clotting and healing of wounds, and vitamin A to maintain healthy skin, teeth, and bones.
Mm-hmm. Butter lettuce has a higher amount of iron than other types of lettuce. Iron plays an important part in creating red blood cells. It also contains vitamin C, which helps your body absorb the iron. Serving it with other foods high in vitamin C can also boost that iron absorption.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to go into all the varieties. I thought it worth mentioning that there's at least 9 kinds of green leaf and 7 red leaf butter lettuce varieties.
Yikes. Well, let's talk about a more fun topic, the best way to eat it.
Yeah.
Yes. Butter lettuce works great for making wraps. They make delicious tuna wraps if you want to cut carbs. Or you can whip up a P.F. Chang-like Asian-style wrap by sautéing ground beef and onion. Add in hoisin sauce, garlic, soy sauce, chopped water chestnuts, and pickled ginger. Throw on some chili pepper sauce and green onions, and you're good to go. These can be dished up on lettuce leaves right at the table.
That sounds delicious. I've tried making lettuce wraps, but they always break apart. Guess I used the wrong type of lettuce.
I guess I never thought about different kinds of lettuce for different applications. I thought lettuce usually meant salad. But like that grilled romaine recipe I found, lettuce can be used in all sorts of different ways.
That's right. One way you can use loose leaf lettuce is to saute it up with olives. It's a great way to use leafy greens that are little past their prime and need to be used up quick. All you need is some thinly sliced garlic cloves, crushed red pepper flakes, black olives cut in half, fresh lemon juice, and salt and pepper. You saute the garlic first until it begins to brown, add in the red pepper flakes, and stir until fragrant. Then add in the greens a handful at a time and toss until wilted. Season with a little bit of salt and pepper and keep tossing until the lettuce is softened, about 3 minutes or so. Add olives and lemon juice and toss to combined.
You know, that actually sounds really good, and I'm going to have to make that. But I think I'll use green olives. That sounds better to me.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about iceberg lettuce, you two.
That's right.
What we're doing. Yeah.
This is where this all started. Okay, as astonished as I was to learn there's different varieties of iceberg lettuce, I was even more surprised to learn that iceberg does have nutritional value. Ask pretty much anyone my age, and they'll tell you iceberg has the nutritional value of water.
That's what we were told.
Yeah, and you know, and when Melissa says anybody her age, anybody 18 to 25, you know, upwards, joke. I think that there's two things that stood out to me right away with this conversation and hearing you two real quickly. Melissa, I think we need more of this in society. I appreciate coming into this, you know, into this topic, having this thought, this mindset, and being open to a different thought process and admitting that and owning that. I think we need more of that, and I admire that just in general. But the idea, it can happen with this. How many other things are there out there that I've kind of taken it just as, well, that's no good for me, or that is good for me?
Well, and the thought that you eat lettuce just for salads to be able to lose weight, to know that there's some health benefit to it as well, not just it's not as calorie dense. I mean, to know that is a great idea.
It also gives me a lot more respect to other foods that I'd never really thought much about. Like, well, it's lettuce. How much could be in lettuce? And just, I mean, in this brief conversation, I've already come out of it like, oh my God, there's a lot more in lettuce than I realized. It makes me, well, how much more does a carrot have to offer than I realize, and that kind of thing. I really want to do a deep dive on a lot of other things.
Oh yeah, shows you the value of education.
Thanks, Melissa. I'm going to be up even longer now.
You're welcome, James. Now, while iceberg doesn't have as much bang for your buck as the darker lettuce types, it does still have value. Mm-hmm. It contains protein, fiber, calcium, potassium, and vitamins A and C. It's low in calories, of course, and extremely low in sodium as well as cholesterol-free. Now, besides the health benefits, many people prefer the taste. It has a nice crunch and a mild flavor.
It happens to make the perfect wedge salad. Just cut a head of iceberg into quarters, top it with tomatoes, red onions, crumbled bacon, chives, and top it with maybe a little blue cheese dressing.
I see your wedge salad, and I counter you with taco night.
Nice.
You can't go wrong with iceberg lettuce on a crunchy taco, and the kids love it too. But it does truly shine in a salad. You know what a penguin's favorite salad is?
What?
Iceberg lettuce.
Of course. You would throw in the penguin.
Yeah, of course.
I worked all night on that.
Well, believe it or not, you can also cook iceberg lettuce. Really? I found a recipe for stir-fried lettuce with just iceberg lettuce, chilies, soy sauce, sesame oil, a little sugar, salt and pepper, salad oil, and garlic cloves. So you just wash and dry the lettuce really well before you start. Like they said, dry it for 20 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm thinking that means leave it out on the counter. Not throw it in the dryer. mix the soy sauce, sesame oil, and sugar together and set it aside. Then heat your frying pan on medium heat. When it's hot, add the salad oil, chopped garlic, and chilies. Once the garlic begins to brown, add the lettuce and stir fry until slightly crisp. Add the soy sauce mixture and toss well. Then you just add salt and pepper to taste, and you're ready to enjoy.
Cooked iceberg. I'll have to take a leaf of faith on that one now.
I don't know, Beth. It seems they'll make your mouth and your stomach happy if you let us.
Wow, those are terrible.
Okay, one more. What do you call it when a chicken stares at lettuce?
What?
Chicken sees a salad.
Give me a break.
And what do you call those dead pieces of green stuff left at the bottom of a bowl of a Caesar salad? The last remains. Now let us pray for them.
And we're done here. Thank you all for joining us for another segment of The Kitchen's Open. We want to thank our sponsors, Chatterbox Catering. Thank you for sponsoring our segment.
If you have catering needs, contact Kathy at Chatterbox, and she will create the perfect menu for your party. If there's a lettuce shortage, Kathy will remain calm.
For goodness sake. Whatever your catering needs, contact Kathy at 715-712-3393 and let Chatterbox Catering cook up something good. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Another great segment, you two. Wonderfully done. Great writing and work, as always, Melissa. We appreciate that. And appreciate our good friends over at Chatterbox Catering. Be listening every Monday right in this time slot for another episode of The Kitchen's Open. We'll take a quick break, come back with some entertainment news and fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. I don't think Melissa can hear it right now, but I am playing a little bit of music in the background.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you.
If you don't know that song, it happens to be the Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star. Which, of course, many people know as famously tied to MTV. We're getting to get into some entertainment news now, and if you're old enough to remember the launch of MTV on August 1st in 1981 at 12:01 a.m., this will bring you back. Somebody put the first 2 hours on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone knows the first video that was played on MTV was this one right here. Still an amazing video, too. It's still... and it was followed by Pat Benatar's You Better Run, She Won't Dance With Me by Rod Stewart. So those were the first three music videos played on MTV.
Wow.
You'll also see all the original VJs introduce themselves, plus the very first ad that ever aired for a three-ring binder called The Bulk. It was followed by a commercial for Superman 2.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It is like a time machine.
Yeah.
I caught myself, like, just to catch it, just for the article, or for the segment here, and I kept myself just leaving it on. Like, I was watching and stuff. It was weird. It was great. What was the first metal ever? Iron Maiden played, Iron Maiden from Iron Maiden was the first.
Heavy metal?
Yeah. That
wow.
They played on there. It's just kind of interesting, and kind of a fun idea by somebody. I don't know. There's not much more to it, I don't think. I don't know. I don't think this is going to change like MTV's course or anything like that.
Well, yeah, because they just don't play as many music videos
as they did.
Mm.
I do think it was kind of interesting, though. Mm-hmm, it was a fun idea.
I had to look it up and see when the first music video was created. Do you guys have any guesses?
I've heard this one before, but yeah, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
1894.
Wow.
Joseph Stern and Edward Mark, they set a recording of their song, The Little Lost Child, to a moving slide show and market it as an illustrated song.
Interesting.
Wow. I wish I could find it. I was trying to see if I could find it and play a little of it here and everything. That's a good one, though. That's good, yeah. Melissa. Nicely done. So we go to Dolly Parton News, where we, of course, are the foremost head of Dolly Parton News around here and everything. As expected, Dollywood opened its brand new roller coaster on Friday. It's called Big Bear Mountain. And Dolly Parton was on hand to partake in the festivities.
Yay.
Oh, cool.
Dolly's frequent flyer mile has got to be crazy.
Gosh.
She is everywhere. Dolly wasn't on board for the first run. She didn't ride it at all. She claimed she was too old. She's 77. But it doesn't sound like it's her thing anyway. She said, I think I'd lose my hair.
I was going to say.
I think I'd lose my nerve. She did have a lot of fun with the crowd, though. She joked that she came dressed as a bear bait, looking like a girl with a pot of honey. Dolly also sang a Big Bear theme song that she said she wrote just for the coaster.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
And did a countdown of the coaster's first ride.
Awesome.
Nice.
Because she's amazing.
Yes.
And does that stuff and everything. But if you could, let's say you could take a ride with Dolly Parton. Is there a amusement park ride you can think of? Is there one off the top of your head that you would like to do?
Oh, goodness.
A lazy river.
Yeah, that's where I was going, Melissa. Yeah.
See, and I was taking that the next step further and going to like Splash Mountain, a flume ride.
Okay, all right, I like that one too. Was that the Gravitron or whatever that one machine was?
That looks like a spaceship and spins you up against the walls. I was always scared to go into those. I think I only did it once. They smell weird inside.
I've got a little bit of the video from this of Dolly.
Well, good morning. You know, we got the story going here. We got Big Bear Mountain. Hey, Eugene Naughton. You know Eugene. He's the president of Dollywood. He's the one that makes all these great things happen. Of course, I wondered where I needed to go, though, to be bear bait, Eugene.
You're never going to be bear bait, Dolly.
See the if big it... bear here that everybody was always trying to catch, and he would always, you know, just terrorize it.
Hmm. I was hoping that we get into the song here.
Do we make...
Worry about...
Huh. Good. Good to see y'all, love you. This is fun.
Okay. That doesn't have the song on there, it looks like, but
she looks very cute. She has a headband on that has little ears to it, so she looks like almost a bear cub, and she was carrying a pot of honey.
Yeah. I like that she goes a little above and beyond for this stuff. I don't think anybody would have been shocked if she wasn't there for this. She didn't have to be there. I love that she does these kind of things.
And wait, good for her for giving a shout out to the person that created the ride and is promoting and making sure things are happening.
You know, that's the way a true leader, a true CEO, a true owner handles something. Look, her name's on this. Yep. It matters to her. You would think that all owners, bosses, people like that would do a similar thing. Mm-hmm. Here she is giving you an example. Hey, every CEO, every owner out there, pay attention to what she's doing. Yeah. Pay attention to how she does this because she's doing it right. Mm-hmm. As a side note, Dolly has confirmed that she's doing a song with Lainey Wilson for a Judd's tribute album.
Aw, cool.
They're doing Mama, He's Crazy.
Oh.
Does she know she's retired? Has anybody told Dolly that she's retired?
She's having too much fun.
I don't blame her.
Well, that's the true meaning of retirement. Didn't you know that?
Yeah.
It's getting tired all over again, doing the things you love.
I would be no different. And neither is Willie Nelson. It's been a couple of weeks since Willie Nelson's 90th birthday bash in L.A., but People Magazine is still releasing stuff they talked about in their exclusive interview. Since the whole thing was about his 90th birthday, that had to be addressed. He said, quote, "I never thought I'd get here. And this is no surprise. He believes performing is his fountain of youth. Quote, I get a lot of fun out of playing for an audience. There's a great energy exchange there. It's what keeps me going."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think that's shocking or anything like that. It's just a little, I think it's more data to add to what we already knew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think, I'm not just talking about Willie Nelson here either. I mean people in general, human beings in general. I remember when Joe Paterno retired, and it was shortly after that he passed away, you know, that my Nana and Papa move up to Wisconsin to retire. What's one of the first things my Nana did was get a little part-time job helping over at a hotel and stuff, like until my sister and I came up here, and then she had a job, and we kept her quite busy. People need to stay active. People need to keep their minds active more than anything. I don't think that they necessarily need a job, but you need something to keep you going, keep your mind active. People want, for one, to feel like they matter. Like, hey, I'm contributing to my family. I'm contributing to my community or whatever. No matter what the age, from a young age to the oldest age, people continue to want to have that feeling. And it's a personal feeling, too. I want to, like, when I look in the mirror, I want to feel like I'm doing something, like I'm feeling like it. It doesn't surprise me. But what it does do, though, is add to the data of, okay, well, if I'm fortunate enough to get to that age, I know now, you know, kind of personality I'm going to be, or kind of what I want to do, or that kind of thing.
Keep moving.
Yeah. And I wanted to touch on this one, too, and as far as entertainment knows. The actual bar from the set of Cheers hit the auction block recently in Dallas, Texas.
Really?
Yeah. And George Wendt, of course, Cheers. Norm! and George Ratzenberger, Cliff... everybody's favorite mailman, were there to send it off. And I just wanted to play a little bit of this the audience.
So what was your reaction when you heard it was going up for auction?
I was personally pleased that they weren't throwing it away and burning it. Because that's, in Hollywood, that's mostly what happens. They'll take a beautiful set down or nice, and they'll just throw it in a rubbish heap. So for, you know, James to save all this stuff, that's quite an accomplishment.
It's pretty cool that they're doing that. And it's great to see those two sitting at the bar, at the Cheers bar together. I didn't realize how much I missed that. Just as a side note, had they done, because they spun off of Cheers with Frasier. And a good show, did very well.
Right.
They're even bringing it back, how good it did and everything. So nothing against that show, certainly. But I always felt like they missed the real spinoff, Norm and Cliff.
Yeah.
Norman Cliff, like looking for a new bar. Think about that. They could have gotten like 50 years out of that.
Yeah.
Like just Norman Cliff going to different bar after different bar, trying to get like a find their new spot, find their new place to go. Cheers closed. Where are they going to go? Where, you know, they're gonna, I really feel like they could have had a great spin-off. They at least gotten like a season or two out of it. Like,
traveling around, meeting kooky people in new places.
Yeah. The bar includes the counter in three sections with brass railings, the burgundy bar stools, and the back bar unit. It's also autographed by several of the stars. Both Ratzenberger and the late Christie Alley actually carved their names into it.
Wow.
The current bid is over $100,000. George says the cast still gets together, but not all at once. Quote, "We catch each other in bits and pieces. It's kind of hard. It's like herding cats trying to get us together." There's a lot of other cool items up for bid, too. The Bunkers living room from All in the Family. The Batman and Robin costumes from 1966's Batman TV series.
Oh, my.
Would I buy that if I had the money? Yes. Would I put it on? Yes.
Pretend to be Adam West.
I would. I would. Holy cow, Batman. Oh, man, that is pretty cool. Is there anything in audience? Feel free to call up 424-2600. An item from a TV show that you would like, or a big things like that, or whatever. I would like the gavel from Night Court.
Yes.
I would have loved to have the gavel from Night Court or something. I think that would have been cool.
I would want the sweater for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Aww.
Oh, good choice. Good choice. Oh, that's a good one.
Gosh.
I feel like I want to change my answer now.
For me, it's kind of a kitsch kind of thing, and people are probably not even going to remember this, but there's a necklace that Kate Jackson wore in Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a reference,
TV show.
Beth.
I know. I remember the show, but I don't remember the necklace.
I remember. I know what she's talking about.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I haven't thought about it since I was a kid, though. Wow.
I used to love that show.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like I said, that's a far out kind of reference.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yep.
Nobody's
deep dive into
that
one. Yep.
Yeah, that was good. I think this is a fun conversation, though.
How about getting the van from the A-Team?
Yes. 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 100%. Yes. I would never own another vehicle. All I would do is just keep repurposing that and keeping it in good shape so that I could drive it forever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how old I was. I would drive around in that thing. And everywhere I went, I would have the A-Team theme song.
There you go.
Playing.
Bum, ba-dum,
yeah,
bum.
Yes, this play.
I used to have that as my ringtone on my phone.
Yes.
Nice, the very first phone I had.
Although I wonder, though, like knowing my luck, I would be driving around in that thing and people would be like, hey, we're going to be okay, everybody. The A-Team's
here.
And then my skinny scarecrow butt comes out of the Yeah, they're like, oh.
No, it's just Murdoch.
Okay. So, all right. Back to work, everybody. It's going to take a while. We'll take a break right here. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have much more fun on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one, everybody. And I apologize if that song gets stuck in your head and you grew up in the 90s. Very sorry.
I saw the sign of it happening.
Very, very sorry. There was a commercial recently that did a good job with this song, though. I heard right here on our station. I can't remember who it was for or anything like that. But hey, the sign, and then like with the cut-in voice, it doesn't fit the other voices. I always find that funny. I always think that's funny. Moving on to some That Ain't Right stuff right now, everybody, because we got a couple That Ain't Right stories I want to make sure we get to before we wrap up today. And this one is another one of those ones where it's not really about a person as much as a thing.
Okay.
A dog park in Montreal, Canada posted a sign that bans barking.
What?
It says it's forbidden to let your dog bark, whine, or howl. And if your dog barks, you could face a fine between $370 and $1,475.
Oh, my goodness.
They're trying to shut the park down. Is that the goal here?
Yeah, I guess. No.
A dog park?
Yeah.
It is a dog park. Naturally, dog owners are angry and confused about the new sign. A city spokesperson said that it's a reminder about an existing bylaw related to controlling domestic animals in public. It sounds like neighbors complained that the park was too noisy, and the sign was put up to reduce the nuisance.
but it's unclear how they'll enforce the rule. It's a fair enough way to fine people that that much money. Is it a fair enough thing to be able to do it too? Sorry, the way they wrote that sentence is horrible. For what it's worth, reporters talked to several dog owners at the dog park, and they said that regardless of the intent, this makes the dog park stressful and not fun.
Right.
Yeah, because you have to like constantly monitor your dog.
Also, yeah. While they were interviewing people, dogs were constantly barking in the background. Because it's dogs!
Right!
Because it's what a dog does.
When they're happy, they bark. Come on.
Yeah, it'd be like putting up a sign at a playground, no laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That is the perfect equivalent. That is the perfect comp to this. Like, yeah. Montreal is no different than Wisconsin Rapids or Burbank, California, or New Hampshire, or you know, any state is looking to bring people in, keep people in. We're just touching on this. I talked about it. We got Mayor Blazer on this Wednesday. It may come up again.
Right.
Dog parks, being dog friendly, is one of the ways you do this.
Absolutely.
The data and the stats show it's just one of the greatest ways to increase your population or to keep the population you have. Mm-hmm. We have a dog park opening up in this area. Not every community has a dog park in a rural area or in an area where there isn't houses or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you are any of these people complaining about this barking, I would remind you of how much commerce and how much this is helping your economy.
Right.
We really got to get past this whole thing of, I want this, this, and this, and this, but I'm giving up nothing.
Right.
That's not society.
No.
That's not how this works. You know what? These kids are really stupid nowadays. They're awfully dumb. I don't understand why they're not learning much. And then when I go to vote and everything, and I see that there's a bill that can help out funding for schools, well, I'm not helping that out. I'm not giving them 25 cents of my tax dollars. They're not getting that out of me. those sneaky politicians trying to help out these kids.
Right.
What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Like you talking out of both sides of your mouth here.
Yep. Yep. I wonder if they had considered any other options, because to me it would be more like, okay, well, maybe we limit the hours so that, you know, the neighbors can have some peace and quiet in the evenings if they need that peace and quiet. But that way there's still a place for dogs to go to run around and be dogs.
Yeah.
Right. Because how can you control that in a dog? Now, keeping your animal under control, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Other dogs need to feel safe. Their other pet owners need to feel safe. So there does need to be some rules in place, but that they can't bark?
With, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. It's a big concern with a lot of people being, you know, younger generation being detached and being too much in computers and all these things, and then not having any empathy for society and stuff. And we put so much focus on young people. I see it in society in general. I see this more and more and more of different people in different topics. Me, 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 me. Mm-hmm. It's about me, 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 me. Like you're the only person in society. Like you're the only, but like you're, my opinion is the only one that matters. And like, it's just, well, yeah, but I own my house, or I have my house and my little neck of the woods here and everything. I don't want any of this other stuff interfering with it. I don't want sound traveling into my house.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, if you really need this, go find a nice cave in the mountains and go live up there. Because otherwise.
Or buy an island.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. Otherwise, I'm sorry. You know, I want to say shut up.
You.
I really do. I really want to say shut up. I really do. Like, what are you doing? Like, you can't. Do you benefit from society? Do you benefit from things? Do you use the roads that we have? Mm-hmm. Have you gone to the hospital? Have you received this or this? Does somebody pick up your garbage? You know,
if your house is on fire, do the fire
right.
You know, firefighters show up?
Yeah. Yeah, if you are answering no to all of those things, then okay, you might have a leg to stand on. Okay, but otherwise, the rest of us kind of we need each other.
Well, that's what community is all about. Not being the individual, a community is about being there for each other and interacting with each other.
If you don't like the park, that's fine. Close it down and see how your city does after that. And see how many people move out of that area and those things. Like this idea that, you know, it's just about you. Like,
that ain't
going to work. That doesn't fly. That doesn't go well.
And pets are pretty popular. I just looked it up quick. In Wisconsin, 59% of households own pets.
Yep.
This also goes the other way, too, that if you are not taking care of your dog, if you are not picking up after your dog and just letting it do its thing everywhere and not picking up after it, or if you don't encourage your dog to, because there are dogs that bark and bark and bark, and not just because they're dogs, but because they're not, there's no food in their bowl, or they need to go outside, or they haven't been trained or anything.
They're not being properly cared for.
Yes, that is on the human being. That is certainly, and that's certainly something that I've even barked about myself before and everything, because that's not fair to the animal. You don't have owning an animal is a privilege. It's not a birthright.
Well, and that's the thing. This is about a dog park, a place that we've intentionally set aside for dogs to come and play. If this were just your neighbor having a dog that wasn't being cared for and doing all of that, then these people who are complaining have a leg to stand on. But when you intentionally develop a place for dogs to go, you need to expect that dogs are going to behave like dogs and make dog noises.
Yep.
I really like the way Melissa put this. If you had a playground and you walk into the playground, no laughing.
Right.
Like, wait, but what?
Well, I mean, even kids, if you listen, they scream while they're playing on that play set. Mm-hmm. So to say no wailing, no laughing, no joy-filled noises.
Yeah.
No.
That sounds like a very dark society to me. That sounds like a very, very uncomfortable.
Sounds like some science fiction books I've read. Societies have collapsed.
And we know how those end. There's always the person who rebels against it and everything and takes down the establishment, and then they got to start all over. Yeah. And everything. Let's just avoid that whole thing. And let's
save ourselves the work.
let's build a community together.
Taking a break right here, coming back with one more of That A Right story and a bunch of local good stories of the day and plenty more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy.
Hope you're having a good start to your Monday out there, everybody. Thanks for kicking off the week with us. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. After that, we'll have Playmakers for you. Playmakers, every Monday, be sure to join us for that show. It's your sports show. Any sports feelings and thoughts you have, we will talk about them. Seth is going to be joining us for the show today. Seth and I are talking baseball, but you want to talk about water polo, just call up and change the conversation. We'll talk about water polo. We'll talk about whatever you guys want to talk about. As long as it's sports related, we'll talk about it. Join us for that. Again, you can call up 424-2600 to join the conversation. We're going to kick the show off with this up-and-coming kid who's making all these moves behind the scenes for your Milwaukee herd. Director of Partnerships, Nicholas Maloff, is going to be joining us.
All right.
Talk about the Milwaukee herd winning this year's NBA G League Franchise of the Year and Promotion of the Year. Yeah. We'll get into that with Nick a little bit, and I will see if I can embarrass him. I am his older brother. I legally have to try. Mm-hmm. I have to at least. No, looking forward to having.
Just
Nick
remember,
join us.
He has his stories too, James.
he can
live on the radio.
He can so beat me too. Like Nick's got billions of more stories than I do. We're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to taking some calls, hanging out with Seth. That's going to be a fun show today. Be sure to join us for Playmakers every Monday, 10 to 11. Big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the show. If you're going to rob a place, a Subway restaurant probably isn't the best choice, and not just because they're run by starving sandwich artists and everything like that, and you're probably not going to find a ton of money in that Subway store. But lest you think that I am afraid or I don't pick on people from my neck of the woods or anything, this is a That Ain't Right story involving a Chicagoan.
Okay.
A 20-year-old man in Chicago robbed two Subway restaurants last Wednesday. The first one apparently went smoothly. But the second one, he botched it. He demanded, quote, all the bread.
Oh, no.
So the thief made a gesture with his hand and everything, but the cashier asked him to clarify what kind of bread.
Like, oh, my goodness.
What bread?
White wheat.
So the guy, the criminal, was standing there for a couple of minutes explaining this situation. And hopefully none of you have committed any crimes out there, but I think you've all watched a TV show where somebody's committing a crime. You know that time matters.
Yes.
The police caught him and arrested him about 35 minutes after this happened. Turns out the guy was out on bail after allegedly robbing a wireless store 2 weeks earlier. His public defender said he has 3 job interviews lined up with various fast food restaurants. So, Oh, that ain't right.
Just couldn't wait.
Ooh, that ain't right.
No.
Definitely a that ain't right one.
Nope.
So we have some local good stories I want to touch on. But first, I want to get to this one right here. And it comes to us from NPR. And a shout out to Manuela Lopez with the great reporting. The headline isn't, because I'm just going to read the headline and a little bit of this. I want people to read the article. Do some reading yourselves. Do some homework yourself. Meet the school custodian who has coached the chess team to the championships.
Awesome.
He's a generally very cool guy. Dave Bishop is a part-time chess coach at George B. Weatherby School in Hampton, as well as their custodian. He also coaches the nearby Reeds Brooks Middle School team as well. Earlier this year, his teams were both victors at the Maine Scholastic Chess Championships.
Wow.
How cool. It's like the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
But for real.
Exactly.
And this guy is changing lives, too. One of Dave's mentees is an 11-year-old named Avery Zhang, who was crowned the state champion for grades K through 5 this year.
Wow. Hmm.
This is an amazing guy. Dave That's is a great, awesome. Great coach. There's such a really cool article in here with them interviewing Zhang and some of the other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage people to check this out. Again, if you type into your search bar, you should be able to find it. Just type in school custodian coaching chess championship team or something like along right. those lines, and you should be able to. If you can't find it, I have the article bookmarked. Just let me know, and I'll email it to you. I'll email you a link. I think it's really worth checking out,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, excellent.
It's a fun article.
What a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Also wanted to mention that Lincoln High School has their spring concert season in effect. They have one of their shows coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Their band concert at the Performing Arts Center will be at 7 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow, their Orchestra Pops will be at the Performing Arts Center at 7. Be sure to check out both of those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friend Jackie Carantini, HD and R educator with Wood County Extension, tomorrow has her great class about financing. Where is my money going? Tips for tracking your spending. this is part of the Extension Wood County Work with Focus.
Mm-hmm.
This class takes place from 3 to 4 over at our friends over at the Focus Building at 2321 Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to check that out.
Yes.
And finally, we have a community blood drive taking place tomorrow from 10 to 3 over at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street. If you can, appointments are encouraged. You can make one by calling 866-566-5900. That's 866-566-5900. Otherwise, walk-ins are welcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to be a superhero. Donate if you can. Community blood drive, again, happening tomorrow from 10 to 3 over at the former East Junior High School Music Room.
Very nice.
This week on Morning Magazine, we are going to be having some great guests join us, and we kick it off tomorrow in part one at 10:05. We're going to be talking with the Dove's Nest fundraisers. We have Danita Carlson joining us to talk about the Alex C. Dove Foundation.
Yes.
This Saturday, come out to support a great local cause. Throughout the day, enjoy live music, band, raffles, face painting, cabin tours, spot game, beanbag tournaments, Bloody Mary bar, fair food, and more. This annual fundraiser is a way for the community to come together to show their support and hope. Hope to see you there. For those that don't know, mm-hmm. the gang from Dove's Nest have been joining us since they came up with this idea.
Wow.
We it's so beautiful to see like where it started when they were first joining Carl and I on the air. I believe it was Carl and I on the air to talk about this and raise some funds to do this. For those that don't know, it's up, it's running, and it's amazing. The Alex C. Dove Foundation was established in November of 18. The Dove's Nest is located on the lower Camelot Lake in the town of Rome. It's the first respite retreat of its kind in the Midwest. The purpose is to offer those suffering from a life-threatening illness a free place to rest and relax by the beautiful lake. This annual fundraiser is a way for the community to come together to show support and help Dove's Nest, the nonprofit organization, continue to do this great work.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to find out more by going to alexdovefoundation.org, alexdovefoundation.org. We're going to talk more about this, of course, with them tomorrow during Morning Magazine. But just wanted to make sure everybody had this bookmarked, had it on your calendar. It's going to be a really fun event. And, man, it is a great way to put back into your community and help them do some great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Dove's Nest 4th Annual Fundraiser happening this Saturday, May 20th from 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. over at Camelot on the Lake.
And if you want to preview that, there's another fundraiser going on starting at 9 o'clock, a walk off debt to help those who are in the Nakusa school system. So that walk is going to start at the Riverview Park in Nakusa. You can walk as little or as much. A suggested donation of $10.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Two police officers in Florida saved a hawk that was sitting in the middle of the street with a snake wrapped around its neck. They think the hawk grabbed the snake but bit off more than it could chew. The hawk flew off and they released the snake, which it wasn't venomous.
Oh, good.
A 13-year-old kid in Michigan used his slingshot to stop a would-be kidnapper and saved his 8-year-old sister.
Wow.
The suspect is a 17-year-old who's now in custody. He hit him once in the head and once in the chest.
Huh.
Boy, way to go with that slingshot.
Yeah.
Nicely done, kid. Nicely done. And a 72-year-old guy graduated from college in Georgia, and his 99-year-old mom was there to see it.
Aww.
Oh, wow. That's sweet.
That's wonderful.
Cool. And you guys have been a good story of the day. Thank you both, Melissa, Beth. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you, James. Yeah,
thank you, James.
Beth, you have a good week.
You too.
Melissa and I, we're going to hang out with you tomorrow for more Morning Show. We'll talk to you then. And everybody stick around for Playmakers coming up here on WFHR, locally grown radio.